Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, whenever a region gets suddenly popular, and usually because of one grape, you can bet that everyone in that region is going to be planting that grape. Now, it happened with Shiraz down in Australia.
Sure did.
And it certainly happened in Argentina when they discovered how well Malbec performed down there. And, you know, the danger of this is that you have a lot of fruit coming from young vines, and they haven't developed the kind of nuance that you really look for. So you get kind of the cookie cutter effect.
You sure do. And I have to admit that for me, you know, as soon as somebody starts talking Malbec, for the most part, my eyes kind of glaze over and I tend to lose interest, which is why when I tried these wines, I was actually so interested. This is from a producer, a relatively young company. They were begun in 2004 called Bodega Renacer. That's R-E-N-A-C-E-R. They're in the foothills of the Andes near Mendoza. Mendoza is the big region down
there. It sure is.
One of the things that's kind of cool is even though this is a young company, they've invested in some older vineyards. They have a number of 50-year-old vines that they're drawing from as well as fruit from other sources. So I was actually very impressed with these wines. At the lower end, they represent terrific value. And at the high end, if you ever wanted to see what sort of classic old school Argentinian Malbec was all about, I think this is as good an example as you're going to find. Anyway, to start, I started off with the 2012 Punta Final is the name of the wine. It's from Bodega Renacer. This is, as I said, it's a Malbec. Wonderful sort of berry and black fruit flavors with notes of caramel. It's soft and rounded. It's got subtle tannins. But it's going to give you a little more elegance than most of the ones that we find, which tend to be on the jammy side coming out of Argentina. This sells for a whopping $12 to $13, so it represents, I thought, a very, very good value. Now, then you move up to what they're going to call the Punta Final Reserva, and this is dynamite. Deep garnet, black fruit, mocha, vanilla spice over a well-textured and layered structure with a long, clean finish. My final note was great hedonistic red. I gave it a score of 93, which is really, really high score for me. And at $20 to $21 a bottle, I thought this was a steal.
It really sounds great.
It really was. And as I said, this is probably, if I had to pick one out of this portfolio, this is the one that I would be buying. So moving up, they did this is really interesting. This is sort of a joint project that they did with Allegrini from Italy, who is a very well-known Italian producer. And so this kind of gives it a little more cred, if you will. This is called Enamore, E-N-A-M-O-R-E. This is a blend. It's Malbec, Cab Franc, Cabernet Sauvignon, and Barnarda. I also gave this a score of about 93. This is a little more robust than the Reserva was. A little spice mocha, incredible sort of a raisin dried fruit note along with a touch of plum. And at $26, this still represents a really good value. The big dog in the show is something they just call Renacer. And this is a 2007. This is going to sell for about $60. This is almost heading over toward the Amarone area. This is going to be tar, raisin, a lot of dry fruit, some anise character, very dense, very layered, very rustic sort of in quality. I think if you wanted to see what old school Argentinian Malbec could have been, this would be a sort of a library selection. Very interesting stuff.
Well, Hugh, those sound really good. Four winners.
Absolutely.
Four for four. That's really good stuff. Some Malbecs worthy of our attention.
Worth looking at, right.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.